Welcome to Fervent Prayer with Margaret Christine Mullings. Listen, every one of you, wherever you are on your journey, I pray that God would impart his courage and his strength to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You will find me in the book of Psalms 66. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living, does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals. With great aroma of rams, I will offer bulls and goats, Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear, but certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. The Lord is able to bless the reading of his word and to give to us the understanding. Oh, what a psalm. What a powerful psalm. And right now, right where you are, prepare your hearts as we go into prayer. Believe God's word. Stand on his word. Confess his word. Pray his word. And God, it is God. He performs his word in your life. He performs his word spoken out of your mouth. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause right now to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, to magnify your name, Father. Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your compassion, Father. We thank you for breathing your breath into our lungs this morning. We thank you for waking us up in the name of Jesus and for clothing us in our right minds. Father, we are thankful that it is in you that we live and we move and have our being, Father. And oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we enter now into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Yes, Father, we are thankful unto you this morning. Oh, Jehovah, the all-revealing God, and we bless your name. We thank you, Father, that from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, Father, your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be adored. We thank you, Father, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of things above, of things on the earth, of things under the earth. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus that it is not by might nor by power, But by my spirit, said the Lord God, O Spirit of the living God, breathe your breath upon these airways right now, upon every listener, in the name of Jesus, Father. Move by your spirit and move by your power and envelop each one right now, Father, that one who's going through much suffering. Oh, in the name of Jesus, breathe your breath upon them right now. Oh, Father, that one who's at the point of giving up right now, that one that feels like no one cares right now. In the name of Jesus, breathe your breath upon those who are lonely, those who are in great distress right now. Breathe your breath upon them, Father. In the name of Jesus, those who have lost direction and don't know which way to go, Father. Oh, breathe your breath right now. Envelop them with your presence right now. Oh, I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'd break down every idol in our lives and that you would cast out every foe right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, mend the brokenness in each life. Heal the hurts in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, let there be a renewal of our minds, a renewal of our thoughts. Father, clothe us in your whole armor, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would uproot right now, deeply seated, oh God, hurt and pain, unforgiveness, bitterness, and wrath, that you would see unseated this morning from the throne of our hearts. For Father, the psalmist wrote in this Psalm 66 and verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Oh God, cause your word to resonate in our hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, that everything that is iniquitous that is within the heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we would release it, that we would let it go, and allow you to heal our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would hear our prayer, in the name of Jesus, that you would attend unto the voice of our prayer, oh, in the name of Jesus, that you would not turn our prayer away, oh, in the name of Jesus, I call upon the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to show up in these airways, show up in lives right now, shattered lives, brokenness, in the name of Jesus, heal the brokenness. Father, let someone testify of your healing and delivering power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let joy spring up right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that we'll be able to make a joyful shout to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, that we'll be able to tell someone, come and see the works that you have done, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to tell someone of your awesome power in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to testify, Father, of your goodness, of your miracles, of your healing, in the name of Jesus, of your deliverance in our lives. Oh, I pray this morning, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and Father, may every need be met of those under the sound of my voice, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. And as I leave you now, I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to allow the Lord to take away everything that is in the heart that keeps us stagnant, that keeps us from entering into the place, that secret place, and keeps us from communing with God, Abba Father. Take some time today to get alone with God and to speak with him, to commune with him, and to allow the Lord to show you, I'm speaking to me first, to show you those things that keep you at that place from growing spiritually, from receiving the abundant life in Christ. Yes, take the time, make it a priority today and every day to spend that time communing with the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And so until our next time of prayer, fervent prayer, be steadfast, be unmovable, be always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And continue to delight yourself in the Lord. He promised that he will give to you the desires of your heart. God will answer your prayer. Blessings.